Do more with less. That's the implicit challenge embedded in the language of the Request for Proposal, or RFP, recently issued by the City of Santa Rosa for a nonprofit group to operate the Community Media Center. Historically, the center, housed in a corner of the Santa Rosa High School campus, has been funded by a franchise fee levied by the city on the cable television providers it licenses. But Eric McHenry, Chief Technology Officer for the city, says the new RFP embodies a big change in the funding formula since the last such contract was open for bidding 5 years ago.
There is a change in how the funding could be allocated and used when the City of Santa Rosa went under the state franchise called DIVCA, and now only some of the funds can be used for operational. A lot of the funds that used to be used for operational use, so salaries and people, can now only be used for capital purchases. That's made a big change in the amount of staffing available for media centers like ours and others around the state.
In Santa Rosa, that's cut the media center's operating budget by at least half. The new contract bidding process called for all applicants to attend a mandatory site visit Monday morning, at which the Santa Rosa City School District was the largest presence. Associate Superintendent Doug Bauer was there representing institutional interests.
We have an absolute interest in this facility being successful. We've been a partner with the city in this since day one, and we have our own self-interest in terms of how it fits into our Santa Rosa High School program, and that will carry on, in my opinion, regardless of who happens to win this RFP.
Jan Sophie, director of Santa Rosa High's prestigious ArtQuest program, approached the opportunity in terms of curriculum.
This facility being located right here at Santa Rosa High School, ArtQuest is actively thinking about how that might really be a great connection to the community and for our students to be able to learn more about the ever and immediately changing digital and media world.
George Mangan, executive director of the Community Media Center of the North Bay, the center's current operating organization, was also present. Their agreement with the city runs through next March, and Mangan says they're focused on the present while also eyeing the future.
We're looking at doing some pretty innovative things. We've changed our channel lineup starting today, and we are doing what we were doing before with 15, now with a staff of 7.
Rounding out the trio of possible proposers was Crystal Walgema, a producer with the local visual effects production house Rotofactory. Her presence, she said, was somewhat exploratory.
To see what it is that we can help the community do. If we can help spread media over the community, that'd be great. Rotofactory has been in Santa Rosa for 7 years. We do visual effects for commercials, TV, feature films.
The RFP asks applicants to do several things. One is to operate the city's media production and programming service, which includes the live cable broadcasts of City Council and Planning Commission meetings. Another is to program and manage the city's 4 local access cable channels. There is also the production facility to run, including access for students, training for community volunteers, and facilities for local video production projects. It's possible these tasks could be divided among 2 or more applicants, but McHenry says they do represent the city's priorities. Those proposals are due on November 2nd, with a decision expected before the end of the year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.